basic first aid for exotic pet injuries. When it comes to basic first aid for common exotic pet injuries, knowing what to do can make all the difference. Your exotic pets need your help just like any other animal. From reptiles to birds, each type requires special care. You'll learn techniques to handle injuries, create a first aid kit, and identify risks in the sky. Get ready to become the hero your pet needs in an emergency. Essential first aid techniques for exotic pets. Understanding common exotic pet injuries. When it comes to caring for your exotic pets, knowing how to handle injuries is crucial. Exotic pets, like reptiles, birds, and small mammals, can face specific injuries that require your attention. Here are some common injuries you might encounter. 1. Cuts and scrapes. These can happen from sharp objects in their environment. 2. Broken bones. A fall or rough play can lead to fractures. 3. Respiratory issues. Birds, in particular, can suffer from breathing problems due to stress or environmental factors. 4. Heatstroke. Many reptiles are sensitive to temperature changes and can overheat. Understanding these injuries helps you act quickly when your pet needs you the most. Remember, a little knowledge can go a long way in keeping your furry or scaly friend safe. For more comprehensive guidance, consider exploring essential first aid tips tailored for exotic animals. Basic pet CPR techniques you should know in case of an emergency. Knowing basic CPR can be a lifesaver for your exotic pet. Here's a simple guide to follow. 1. Check for breathing. If your pet isn't breathing, act fast. 2. Positioning. Lay your pet on a flat surface, preferably on their side. 3. Chest compressions. For small pets, use two fingers to compress the chest. For larger pets, use your hands. 4. Rescue breaths. If your pet is a bird or small mammal, cover their beak or nose with your mouth and give gentle breaths. For reptiles, this is usually not necessary. Here is a quick reference table. Pet type. Small mammals, chest compressions. Two fingers, rescue breaths. Cover nose slash beak. Pet type. Birds, chest compressions. Two fingers, rescue breaths. Cover nose slash beak. Pet type. Reptiles, chest compressions. Firm pressure, rescue breaths, not needed. Having these techniques in your toolkit can help you respond effectively and confidently in emergencies. Creating your exotic pet first aid kit. Building a first aid kit for your exotic pet is one of the best things you can do. Here's what you should include. 1. Bandages, for cuts and scrapes. 2. Antiseptic wipes, to clean wounds. 3. Tweezers, to remove splinters or ticks. 4. Thermometer, to check for fever. 5. Emergency contact numbers. Always have your vet's number handy. Here's a simple checklist for your kit. Item: bandages. Purpose: for cuts and scrapes. Item: antiseptic wipes. Purpose: wound cleaning. Item: tweezers. Purpose: removing foreign objects. Item: thermometer. Purpose: checking temperature. Item: emergency contacts. Purpose: quick access to help. Keeping this kit ready means you can be prepared for anything that comes your way. Specialized care for different types of exotic pets. First aid for reptiles. Key considerations when it comes to first aid for reptiles. There are some key things to keep in mind. Reptiles can be quite different from other pets. They often hide their injuries well. Here are some important steps you can take. 1. Stay calm. Your reptile can sense your stress. Take a deep breath. 2. Check for breathing. If your reptile is not breathing, you need to act fast. 3. Warm them up. Reptiles are cold-blooded. A little heat can help them recover. 4. Avoid handling too much. Too much movement can make injuries worse. Common reptile injuries include: common reptile injuries, cuts and scrapes. First aid steps: clean with saline solution, apply a small bandage. Common reptile injuries, burns. First aid steps: cool the area with water, keep the reptile calm. Common reptile injuries, respiratory issues. First aid steps: increase the humidity, check for obstructions. For a deeper understanding of reptile care, you may want to look into defense mechanisms in exotic reptiles. Bird injury treatment. Quick steps to take. Birds can be delicate, so knowing how to treat their injuries is crucial. If your feathered friend gets hurt, follow these quick steps. 1. Assess the injury. Look closely to see how serious it is. 2. Stop any bleeding. Use a clean cloth to apply gentle pressure. 3. Keep them calm. A quiet space can help your bird relax. 4. Seek help. If the injury seems serious, get to a vet right away. Understanding the nutritional needs of exotic birds can also aid in their recovery. Explore nutritional deficiencies in exotic birds for more insights. Emergency care for ferrets. What you need to know. Ferrets are playful but can get into trouble. If your ferret is injured, here's what you should know. 1. Check for signs of pain. Look for changes in behavior. If your ferret is hiding or not eating, it might be in pain. 2. Handle carefully. Ferrets can bite when scared. Use a towel to wrap them gently. 3. Monitor breathing. If your ferret has trouble breathing, this is an emergency. 4. Contact a vet. Even minor injuries can become serious. It's best to consult a vet quickly. Common ferret injuries include common ferret injuries, scrapes and cuts. First aid steps. Clean the area, apply antiseptic. Common ferret injuries, bites from other animals. First aid steps. Apply pressure to stop bleeding, seek vet care. Common ferret injuries, respiratory distress. First aid steps. Keep calm, get to a vet immediately. For more detailed information on ferret care, consider checking out first aid techniques specifically for ferrets. Identifying risks and preventing injuries. Toxic plant identification for your exotic pets. When you welcome an exotic pet into your home, it's vital to know what plants are safe and which ones can pose a threat. Many common houseplants can be toxic to pets. Here's a quick guide to help you identify these dangerous greens. Plant: philodendron. Toxicity level: high. Symptoms: mouth irritation, vomiting. Plant: aloe vera. Toxicity level: moderate. Symptoms: diarrhea, lethargy. Plant: Ephenbacia. Toxicity level: high. Symptoms: swelling, difficulty swallowing. Plant: sago palm. Toxicity level: very high. Symptoms: liver failure, seizures. Keep an eye on your pet. If you notice any unusual behavior after they nibble on a plant, it's time to act. Knowing what's safe can help you create a harmonious environment for your furry friend. For more information on how to prevent injuries from toxic plants, refer to stress reduction during vet visits. Dietary considerations for injured pets. If your pet gets injured, their diet plays a crucial role in their recovery. Just like humans, pets need the right nutrients to heal. Here are some dietary tips to keep in mind. 1. Protein, essential for healing. Lean meats and high-quality pet food can help. 2. Hydration, ensure your pet drinks plenty of water. Dehydration can slow healing. 3. Vitamins, foods rich in vitamins A and C can boost their immune system. Always consult your vet for tailored advice based on your pet's specific needs. You want to give them the best chance to bounce back. For additional dietary adjustments, consider looking into dietary adjustments for aging pets. Importance of regular health checks for exotic pets. Regular health checks can be the difference between a thriving pet and one that struggles. Just like you go for checkups, your exotic pets need them too. Here's why. 1. Early detection. Catching issues early can save your pet from serious problems down the line. 2. Vaccinations. Keeping your pet up to date on vaccines protects them from diseases. 3. Weight monitoring. Keeping tabs on their weight helps you spot any health changes. A little effort goes a long way in keeping your exotic pet healthy and happy. For more insights on health screenings, you might want to check out guidelines for regular health screenings.